Hello, Gumwild Audio. I thought I'd share some new toy joy with you. Newly arrived. Today is what looks like Barbie's ear thermometer. This is the silliest thing to look at. It, like, literally has the shape of an ear thermometer. It's bright pink and it has leopard print, honest to God. It's called the Womanizer, and it is a little bit of an unusual toy in the sense that it has like a little ring cup thing that you put over your clit, and there is suction involved and vibration. And it's pretty loud, so I'm going to be using it under the covers, otherwise you can't hear me. Kind of like that. Yeah, I forgot to mention there is a big pink gem, which is the up button. It's honest to God, it's the weirdest looking thing. I wish they'd made it less ridiculous looking, but it doesn't feel any less good for it, so I'm gonna let you listen in on. I'll play with it. I'm in bed. I've already been playing for a while. I have a nice dildo in my cunt and a really nice butt plug up my ass. Oh. I played for a while and then I took a break and then I thought, I could record something for Gumwild Audio, yeah? Why not? Put a little lube on it, because basically this thing, yeah, wants to make like a sort of seal over your clit, and it's the weirdest thing. I'm possibly a little desensitized, because I normally play with Tingle Tip, which is a special head for an electric toothbrush, which is exactly as unsubtle as you'd expect. It has one setting, it's super intense, and there is no lead up, it's just like a really rough shove in the back, over the edge. So this is a really interesting toy for me, because it's much more subtle, and it has none of the really intense stimulation I've sort of gotten used to. According to other people reviewing it, for them it does, so it probably is that I'm a bit desensitized. And when I tried it earlier, it felt like nothing was happening, and at the same time, like, my whole body was twitching, and, you know, I wanted to move, and it was doing all sorts of things with me, even while I thought, this isn't so intense in terms of nerve stimulation. So it's pretty cool. It's sitting over my clit now. It's also a weird toy because you don't move it. You just hold it over your clit. And when things get intense, your whole body wants to move. And I could feel my body clench around the dildo in the plug. So I wondered if there was like a learning curve involved in how to process what this thing is doing with me. Possibly there is. Oh, I'm fucking myself to deal now. Oh yeah. Like that.
it's hard to hold that hand still and not move the toy around. And it really wants to make like a seal of your clit. And I have to try not to move it. Oh. Like my whole body's tensed up. This doesn't normally happen like this. Oh. It's kind of... And then it's actually kind of hard to keep the dildo moving because I'm clenched so hard around it. This would be super interesting with a partner fucking me. If, you know, super interesting would be, holy shit, I can't move. Climb down on his cock, that'd be kind of hot, wouldn't it? Just, his cock shoves, falls deep into me and just clenched around it. Oh. Kind of slapping the base of the dildo. I can feel that in my ass as well. My stomach muscles are all cramped up. Fuck. Oh, fuck you. I normally kind of grind my clit down against the bone under it. It's just kind of startling for partners who are used to being really, really nice to clits. And that works best for me. And this is so different when it's like, I'm not, my brain isn't sure how to process it. It doesn't feel like very intense stimulation. My whole body is twitching and my hips are, you know, trying to move and a lot of muscles are doing weird stuff. Oh god. Oh, fucking myself with the dildo. I've got it at an angle to ram against my G-spot. Fuck. This is fairly hard work. Difficult to hold still. Oh, my whole body's tensed up like a spring. Can't quite. Fuck. Normally coming, so it feels like hitting the ceiling and then going back down. And if I keep this going, it just feels like hitting the ceiling and being smashed up against the ceiling. Oh, my muscles are super, super clenched up. Oh. Oh, that's awesome. I should probably move and turn off the recording. But that would involve moving.